And the good thing about John the Baptist is we know that he had a good team ministry with Jesus. The two worked together in tandem very well. Both of them, John the Baptist and Jesus, their first words out of their mouth are, "Repent," both of them. And so that's going to be something we're going to talk about today. Repent is actually a good thing. It's a good thing that we participate in repentance. Some announcements to share before we begin our worship this morning. The first is that next Sunday is a very special Sunday in our church here at Peace. The children are leading us in worship with the Christmas program. They've been practicing. Today they got all their lines down, and they're all set for next Sunday. You'll want to be here early to get a seat. You'll want to be early to get a parking spot out in the parking lot as well. But that will be a wonderful time. And in preparation for next Sunday, on Friday evening, we are gathering here at 6 o'clock p.m. and for pizza, and we're going to have hot chocolate, Ellen's special hot chocolate, and we're going to decorate our Christmas tree. It's going to go up right over here, as it always does, and so please come. And I want to get a number of hands, people that are going to be coming, planning on coming Friday night, Friday at 6 p.m., we're going to decorate the tree, but also we're going to do a white elephant gift exchange. Nothing above $5, and there's no stealing this time. You just take one gift, and we're just going to exchange to make it go crisp and fast. If you are planning to come this Friday, raise your hand. So for planning purposes, okay, so about 20, we'll say. Great. Good to know. Also, to share with you, this was an announcement I was going to have, which was to encourage you to take tags from the Christmas tree. They're all gone. So you guys are way ahead. We've bumped up 5 gifts every year, and we are still 10 days out, and they're all gone. So great job. If you just feel like buying a gift, go ahead and write my name on it and put it up in the mailbox. Sorry, Todd, I took your thunder. Also, the hygiene kits that we're supplying Philomath Community Services, we have gone above and beyond what we asked our congregation to do, but if you do want to give, there's still a couple more days to do that. Right outside here, you'll see baskets with all sorts of hygiene goods and supplies. Go ahead and contribute. We have until, I believe, December 9th to collect for a hygiene kit giveaway. And then lastly, midweek Advent services kicked off this last Wednesday. All are invited for this Wednesday as we gather for Holden Evening Prayer. It's a time of song and prayer, and we have beautiful flutist. Suzanne plays for us, and so it's wonderful to come. And the service takes about 35 minutes. It's a good way to end the evening. I do know we have a couple other announcements. I'll go ahead and pass it off to Elaine. And then we will begin our worship. Go ahead, Elaine.
So, luckily, we have all positions. We have all positions filled for next Sunday for helping with the children's service. If you could bring, if you are able to and want to bring finger food, nothing that requires spoons and forks, so like no casseroles or anything next week. All finger food for people. And then people are so generous. We have everything filled for Sabina's service as well. And so we have all kinds of food coming and people helping. So that's just a real blessing. Thank you for that.
Hello. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Callie Santora. You've all been saving cans for my husband and I while we try to raise money for our adoption. And we thank you for that. I'm inviting you all to Shepherd of the Valley for a fundraising event that I'm holding. If you'd like more information, I can definitely do that. But it's, gentlemen, it's going to be a jewelry event. So if you haven't bought your wife anything yet, this would be a good opportunity. And ladies, you can tell them what you want. So I don't want anybody to feel like they're obligated to come or spend money or anything like that. It's just going to be a really fun event, and I'll have light food and things like that. It's 4 o'clock Saturday the 10th. Please let me know if you can come. If you're not able to, I do have an online option as well. So.
Awesome. All right, Ingrid.
I'm still selling chocolate, and I almost have enough money for me to go to outdoor school, and they make good stocking stuffers, so if you want to buy some, I'm out in the fellowship hall after church.
So just a couple notes here, actually three that I want to point out before we begin. First off, it says in the bulletin Susie just shared with me, in the newsletter, that next week's service starts at 10. That's not true. It starts at 11, as always. Christmas Day, December 25th, it starts at 10. So I want to catch that air so no one shows up too early next week. Although it might benefit you, you'd get a good seat for the Christmas program. And then also, in our worship this morning, you'll notice in your bulletin that it has the hymn for the sermon song, Prepare the Royal Highway. We are going to sing On Jordan's Banks, the Baptist Cry. That is out of Green Book 36. So Green Book 36, but the projection will also be, you can follow up ahead, On Jordan's Banks, the Baptist Cry. I think that does it for our announcements this morning.